Let me give you a story, a real life story, of a servant of a living God by the name of Miss Esther Wong. Miss Esther Wong was my spiritual teacher years ago. She was imprisoned in China for 20 years for Jesus. But before she was in prison, our Heavenly Father gave her a notice, a voice coming through the sky in Shanghainese language began to be reeling through to her ear. She was originally from Shanghai. And so she shared with me her story, how she was about to be taken into jail for a long period of time, my dear. 20 years of jail in communist China is not funny. But the Lord knew of the great power of darkness attacking her and the long darkness that she is going to go through. And the Lord loves her and strengthened her and spoke to her because she needed it. So the Lord spoke to her and said, "You are going to go through great tribulations in chain awaiting for you." When she heard that voice through the sky to her, incidentally, there was one person that the Lord God said have sold her to the communist. And Miss Esther Wong turned her head and said, "Who is that person?" And our Heavenly Father replied and mentioned the name of that young man, the young pastor, who came to pray with her and reported her case to the communists. And he was pretending to pray with her, asking for advice. My dearly beloved, this is very hard, because this man was treated by Miss Esther Wong as her own son. She did many, many kindness to him and treated him as her own son, and even gave the coupons, the food coupon that was needed in communist China in order to buy food to his two children. And in return, he did just the opposite, sold her through the prayers to the communists in order to get credit for himself. And this young man was a pastor, by the way. For that reason, we must be cautious of the wolves in sheep clothing, the false prophets that are already out there surrounding us in everywhere, because Christ Jesus is coming soon for the second time, incidentally. For that reason, we must be alert. And so Miss Esther Wong was put to jail, and she has suffered many, many things physically, of course, and prepared to die in jail. My dearly beloved, she was the wise virgins that took the flask of oil with her in her daily living before the Lord God. You see, you don't know what's coming in front, but because she obeyed the voice of the Lord and took his commandments into her life very seriously, she got the flask of oil. And when she was put to jail, there was one major task and test in her life, a test of faith. And a faith must be tested. Just like the Apostle Peter says, all our faith must be tested and must be found much more precious than gold tried in fire, that someday will receive honor and praises from our Lord, isn't it? When we overcome all of those hurdles to his glory. So what happened in one of the evening classes of the indoctrinations of the communist doctrine. There was a group of perhaps maybe 20, 30 people. Of course, they're all women. And so one of the former Christians, because they tried to get credit from the communists, she stood up and trying to find fault with Miss Esther Wang. And she said, "Esther, the churches are closed. The Bibles are burned. Where is God?" Now, keep in mind, my dearly beloved, if you do not have the flask of oil, the terror and the fear of the power of the communists in jail, that alone would shut your spiritual system, like this person who quit Jesus in order to get out of the jail and hoping getting some credit from the communists. However, Miss Esther Wang, because she has bought a flask of oil and filled by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, she stood up in absolute courage, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but rather of love and, of course, of power and, of course, of sound mind. So she was filled with the boldness of Stephen, and she stood up and she said, "True, it is true that the churches are closed and the Bibles are burned, but God is still alive." Not only then, but right now. My dearly beloved, she was absolutely filled by the presence of the Holy Spirit that controlled her tongue, that stood up in the name of Jesus, knowing her own consequences thereafter. She was then being mob attacked immediately, and she was being beaten down to the ground for 2.5 hours. My dearly beloved, she is risking her life, and she has the courage to meet death with joy. After 2.5 hours, she stood up, and she said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I forgive every one of you." My dearly beloved, do you have that courage that she has? I can guarantee you one thing. Until and unless you buy the flask of the 5 wise virgins, you will not have the courage to even open your mouth, let alone stand up for Jesus. You see, this is a reality. This is not a theory. So Miss Esther Wang stood up in the name of Jesus, and she is that 5 wise virgins. And incidentally, God did one miracle thing in her life when she was being beaten down. One of her former jailmates punched her ear so hard. Even though Miss Esther Wang did kindness to her by giving her things that like vessels or containers in jail, which is very, very difficult to come by, yet this prostitute punched her ear so hard that when she stood up, something from her ear, a huge clog, fell out. Because Miss Esther Wang, the jail conditions was so bad, she developed ear infections. And so her ear on one side was deaf. However, God put her faith to test, and she stood up to meet the challenges of the power of darkness by faith, simply because she bought the flask of oil, just like the 5 wise virgins. And as she stood up, as she was being punched by the ear, as the clock fell out from her ear, she could hear once again crystal clear, and of course We know that all things will always work out for the good to those that love God. How amazing that our Heavenly Father, who is so wise and who is so lovable, is able to turn horrible instances for her good to His glory. Now, I want to continue saying this. That was the darkness that was mentioned in verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." What Miss Esther Wang went through was midnight. It is not just a little darkness, my dear. It's a long period of darkness. That means spiritually, long tribulations. Now, if we cannot handle a short darkness in our life, how can we handle a long darkness in our life? You see, the five wise virgins was put to test. They have the flask of oil to fall back on, just like Miss Esther Wang. So she was able to shine forth for Jesus for a very long, long time. As long as the darkness is there, she was continuously able to shine. It is common sense, isn't it, that flask of oil was the reason why her light was continuously running shiny. And verse 8 says in here, "And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." My dearly beloved, it is a common sense, of course, if you just got the lamp with no extra oil, not the flask of oil, when the long period of darkness comes, that lamp will run out of oil and totally dried out of oil. And of course, as a result, the lamps are going out or will soon gone out. Now, there is a real story to illustrate this gone out light. There were two other lady preachers that were famous that were put to jail while Miss Esther Wang was also put to jail. And these two women are very famous preachers. They are assistant to famous preacher named Watchman Nee. And these two women, for the first few years, they have their lamps, but they didn't buy the oil. And as a result, they used their own strength to withstand the darkness. If that darkness is just 1-2 years, maybe, perhaps they could withstand with their own strength. But the darkness is a long, long darkness. And many times we don't know when the darkness will end. But we know one thing, those two unable to withstand the darkness and their lamps are gone out. Because they do not spend their time doing God's words. In other words, they were preachers, they know the truth, but they simply do not act out the word of God into their life. And obviously, they don't have the flask of oil. They didn't buy them when the burning knives hits across in their life. We can only conclude, for the very simple fact that their lamps are gone out, that they didn't buy the flask of oil that Miss Esther Wang bought, right? As a result, they gave up Jesus Christ. They would like to get out of the jail because the environment was very, very hard. And the flesh is very, very difficult to go through without the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, obviously. I wouldn't be able to go through that. You wouldn't be able to go through that. Only the Holy Spirit, the supernatural power of the light of Christ. He is able to enable us to go through that. As a result, these two people decided to become communists and labor to get credit from the communists in jail. So they decided to look for problems against Miss Esther Wang, many times reporting to the communists what Miss Esther Wang did, in order hoping to get credit from the communists. Now, this is a disaster, my dear, because the Word of God tells us very clearly that the Holy Spirit lives in our heart. I have personally witnessed many, many cases when a born-again Christians are stifled spiritually. When the Holy Spirit left that body, immediately the power of darkness takes over and the whole personality, mindset, and character become just like the devil. I have seen too many of them in my life. It is very scary when that transactions and displacement took place, where the Holy Spirit is stifled and the power of darkness come through. That person's ending is tragedy. Instead of looking like a Christian ought to look, they look exactly like the devil and many times worse off than unbelievers. So the devil took over the two women's hearts and they become hardened unbelievers. And against Miss Esther Wang, they tried to do everything in order to get their freedom of the flesh and out of the jail. Unfortunately, God is in control of our situations. My dearly beloved, it is not men, it is not the communists, but God is in control of our destiny. It is very sad because they don't have the flask of oil. They cannot withstand that long, long midnight darkness. Neither can they handle their flesh any longer, that they quit on Jesus. As a result, they both died in jail, a tragic death, an ugly death, disgraceful death. While Miss Esther Wang, even though she was ready to die for Jesus in jail, she finally left the jail by the power of the risen Savior to come to America to witness for Jesus. How amazing. Hallelujah. Amen.